Yes, the only way is up here with Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve is how we like to think about it. It's 21st of February, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. How are we doing, PJ?
I'm all right, thanks very much. Yeah, not a bother.
Friday's Eve.
Touching distance. Touching distance, we're nearly there. It is the real weekend today. That's what we always say here in the show because, as soon as you
wake up
tomorrow,
I always associate Friday with the weekend.
No, I think it will throw. Yeah, oh, yeah, it is like it is
that's
a weekend.
Yeah, of course.
Ah, yeah, for sure. Sure, you walk at it.
Well, you'd have to, because Saturday and Sunday is blooming way too short. I mean, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is way too short.
If it was blooming, I hate to disagree with you there. You know.
but I'm going to.
Yeah, I think it's the other way around. The weeks fly by, but the weekends are. Jesus, they're long. If you're not doing anything at night, they're the longest. They're too long.
Are you serious?
They are. They're a bit of a pain in the arse. I kind of dread it coming around at the moment because I'm not.
No way.
If the weekend, nightlife.
If weekends were twice as long, they'd be just about right as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know about that. No. I don't. We'll have to disagree to disagree.
Exactly.
Well, hold on a minute. That just means we disagree.
Happy Friday's Eve, lads, from Dean and Newbridge. You enjoyed the Man City game last night. Big comeback from Man City.
I turned it off with 10 minutes to go. I couldn't keep the eyes open anymore.
Yeah. And Dean is a Man U supporter.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, City kind of needs supporters because they don't have any.
Yeah. Do you remember they were advertising? They were advertising on this show for fans. You jackasses. What a crap club. They have to advertise for fans on Irish radio so the Brits won't know about it.
It was the weirdest thing ever because it took us a while to cop, didn't it?
Wait a minute, what are we listening to? Manchester City.
What did they just say?
Be a part of the dream.
It was very weird.
It was so mad. Imagine.
And they're always getting stick about not being able to fill that ground, aren't they?
Well, there you go. I suppose it's not a bad thing to be a Manchester City supporter. You get a chance of winning the league.
You'd imagine.
Good players and you'll always get a seat. It's probably just you and the owner in the cardboard box. How are you? I'm all right, eh? Yeah. How long have you been in the city? I heard the ad on Classic Hits.
It was never like that in Main Road, was it?
I don't think so.
Surely Main Road was like what the original was like.
Yeah, but how much Main Road was only 100 seater, was it?
I don't know, to be honest.
I think Main Road, yeah. Main Road was the only grounds where when everybody had to rush off the bus to get a seat in the stadium. The bus on the way there from Manchester City Centre was two or three seats too big.
Yeah. Then you were on boxes outside the ground trying to listen.
Yeah, they're listening.
What do you see?
You had to take turns sitting on your mate's shoulders looking over the wall.
Anyway, what else have we got? Al in Dublin Port is on to say it's a grand morning out there. It is. It's not too bad at all.
It's grand, all right. It's grand, all right. It's lovely on the bike this morning, actually.
Aaron's been on as well, wishing us a happy Friday's Eve. Wants to know, are you able to do an impression of Michael Caine?
He wants me to do an impression?
Yeah, just wondering, can you do it?
Of course I can.
Apparently you saw Tom Hanks doing it and it was hilarious.
Of course I can do it. You're already supposed to blow the bloody doors off. Hey,
it's good, but can you do it as Michael Caine?
Oh my, what are you talking about? Shed it on me lungs. Oh, God, never help me. I've been eaten away.
Alfie,
that's from Alfie, do you remember?
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were doing Oliver there.
No, that's Alfie.
Right.
He gets the shadows on me lungs. No, you don't know that one. I can't remember any of his other movies. He's not in any other movies, I don't think.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, because he did very few.
He just did.
He only did two.
The Italian Job and Alfie. And he had some cameos. I can't remember what they were.
Yeah. Briefly.
My name is Michael Caine. That's the other Michael Caine. That's what he talks like that, isn't it? Hello. Shadows on my lungs. Oh, God, never help me.
Right.
It's not bad.
No,
I'll stick it in the repertoire.
I'll tell you something. If anybody's looking for Fagin.
It needs a bit of a polish.
If anybody's looking for Fagin, he's here.
Oh dear. It's more like a chimney sweep from Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke.
That's it. Mary Poppins.
I like Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Anyway, English Ian's been on. Says, morning, lads. I took a tarry yesterday. That's my new name for a cheeky midweek day off.
Yeah, well, at the moment, it's looking like a cheeky week off in a month. So, good for you, though, English Ian. Everybody deserves a break sometimes.
Absolutely. Sarah and Adele. Morning, lads. I'm waking up happy here in Dubai.
Oh, fart.
Fantastic.
And look, what time is it in Dubai?
I've never been.
It's like a few hours ahead.
That's big on my bucket list, I have to say, to see Dubai.
Yeah.
Just to even see it.
It's like Las Vegas in the desert without the madness.
Like, you've done it. You've been there.
A few times, yeah, because I had to gig there, yeah.
Will you be gigging there again soon?
I won't. I was supposed to. We were all supposed to go. Do you remember? Something happened. You, me and Mike and everyone on the show was supposed to go because we did that before.
Right. And what happened?
I don't know. It just sort of went away. It was one of those things. I said to Andy Bad News, they want us to go to Dubai. And he went, yeah, grand.
You know, yeah, that won't be happening.
Clapped himself in the head a few times. As if to say, some dust fell out of his ear. And he went, that's not a goer.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that.
We're not doing that anymore.
So that was it. I was
like, the whole thing about you enjoying yourself and all that. That's not happening anymore.
Would you not go to, would you go to Mecca? He says, I'm not allowed in. He says, well, typically you, isn't it? And that was the end of that conversation.
That was the end of that. Fair point.
Yeah, that was the end of that, so.
Yeah. Derek the Butcher wants you to know that he did share out his lot of win from yesterday, all €11 of it.
Very nice, good on you, Derek the Butcher.
Good man. English Kerry. Is this new?
English Kerry?
Yeah. One good thing about having vertigo and not being able to go to work is to listen to you lovely guys, says English Kerry. English Kerry, you're very kind. Thank you very much indeed.
English Kerry.
See, now, English Ian, if you were just listening there, you could learn a thing or two from English Kerry. That's all I'm saying. And I see the lovely sentiment in her texts.
Yeah.
And WhatsApp.
I have to say, yeah.
Or English Ian, Ian now.
You know the way English Ian would be there going, anybody watch the rugby the other night? Whoa! You know, like he'd be rubbing our nose in it.
Yeah.
Whereas
English Kerry's a much more affable and approachable person from the Ingerland.
English Ian drives his car past the station and presses the horn and it goes, bam, 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 bam. That's when it comes out of his car. There's English Kerry. She's much more subtle about it. So thank you very much, English Kerry.
Now, look at you getting an offer. Tell PJ I don't mind keeping him company weekends.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, my God.
Let me just establish who that is. It's somebody called
Karen.
Hakim.
Look at her head. You're gorgeous. Absolutely. Please do. I'll see you wherever you want. Oh, my God. What a great start to the day you've given me.
There you go. Look at that.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Never let it be said.
Never let it be said. I'm not extraordinarily happy to see you.
There you go. Now you wouldn't be rushing for your weekends to be too, to be too quick.
Not at all. I'll tell you what. So drop down Castle Flowers. Well, I'll join you for a coffee after the show. Because it's normally them two. I don't even get the coffee anymore. So it'd be lovely to share one with you. I just go for the walk with the two of them now. To make sure they can't talk about me behind me back.
Yeah, so if you drop down, Karen, we'll end up buying the coffee. The PJ won't get one. But he'll still talk to you.
Get one for Karen as well. We'll be down the back having a chat. Me and Karen will have a couple of flat whites. Thanks, boys.
Yeah. And then don't wait around. I'll see us later.
I'll see you when you head on the way there. And actually, if you wouldn't mind running in and getting a couple of cinema tickets there at the old...
Yeah. Pick me up a pit stop on the way back. Right. Dan and Cork, happy Friday's Eve to you, sir. And morning, lads. Hang on a second. Oh, yeah. Somebody wants us to re-find that Man City ad. Because they think it'd be hilarious. They haven't even missed it.
We should try. I wonder, it's probably not in the system anymore.
Yeah. Well, we'll ask the question.
It's funny the way we... I tell you, it's when you stop paying for your ads around here, they're gone. Off the system. Hat. You don't leave them hanging around.
Absolutely. If you ain't got no money, you ain't got no ad.
Yeah. Well, Manchester City have money, but still don't have fans.
That'd be MadCon.
Sorry.
I tell you, we got distracted because somebody asked us to try and find the Man City ad. And I think we found it.
I think we did find it. It seems like it was left in the system.
Yeah. So do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on. Give us a listen to it again. Yeah.
Sorry. So this was it. This was Man City looking for fans.
Mahrez passes it to De Bruyne. He lays it off to Sané, who plays in Aguero. Goal from Manchester City!
Bring their dreams to life. Tickets are now available for every one of Manchester City's Premier League home fixtures this season. And with
every
direct flights
from
Ireland, they're only an hour away from an unforgettable day at the Etihad Stadium. Experience a match day to remember. Go to mancity.com/tickets. Terms and conditions apply.
There you go.
Would you look at that?
That was it.
There you go. Manchester City looking for fans across the world. No chance of not getting a ticket to any game.
That was the beauty of it. Tickets are available for every single game. Yeah,
even
whatever game you want to go to. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Big
league. Can't get a ticket for Manchester United? Well, we can sort you right out.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
That was it. Hope you enjoyed that. Anyway. That was English Ginger, by the way, who was looking to hear that ad. Right, you ready to do some birthdays?
Let's do the birthdays. I'm all for it. I've had a bad week, let's be honest, so I'm going to sort of turn it around.
This should be right up your street then, because we're going to start with a controversial figure, right? So it's this bloke's birthday.
We equally reject attempts to prescribe new rights that are contrary to our values, norms, traditions and beliefs. We are not gays.
Borat, is it?
That is Robert Mugabe.
We are and not gays.
And he said that.
Wow.
He said that in the UN.
Of course he is, yeah.
In the UN.
Yeah. And it's unusual for him to be so, you know, allergic to diplomacy in such a way, isn't it? It's not like he was a maniac who ran a country with an iron fist for years. Like, what? Isn't that a mad thing to do okay. in this day and age? I know, like, you know, this day and age and all of that. And then,
but, yeah. I mean, in the UN, he said that.
It sort of feels like he's stuck it in for no reason. Like, he's not talking about being gay.
No, no.
Or homosexuality or anything. He's just like, he's saying something completely different and they don't know where.
Oh, no, he's rejecting anything that's kind of new. If you can keep your new laws or your new rights or whatever you call it.
But it's like he just stuck it in for no reason. It's like you're kind of going, do you want a cup of tea, Jim? I do, yeah, thanks. I'll have, yeah, just a black coffee, thanks, yeah. Actually, instead of a tea. Grand, no problem. Yeah, just because I'm not gay. What? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Are you all right? Do you want a biscuit? Well, I don't know. Maybe if you have bourbon creams, because I'm not gay like you. it's such a weird way to carry on.
But then again, it is Robert Mugabe.
And he was a crazy dictator. He's gone now, isn't he? He's like, he's alive, but
it took ages to get him to stand down.
Yeah.
There was another speech where he did this thing about, you know, the people who want him to stand down, tell them to go hang.
Yeah, geez.
You see, if somebody else said that, you go, all right, that's his way of going, F off or whatever. But if he says go hang, he probably means,
yeah.
Actually, I'd like to see
hang. It's an order. He can't believe there's not people running at him to do it. He's so used to giving the order. Oh, jeepers.
Right, and he's not young, buddy.
No, he's in his 90s at least, yeah. Like, sure, he was in his 90s, I think, when he was still in power. Imagine that. Like, how did no one think, I think we can overpower him? No. I don't, I'm not sure about it.
Yeah, I'd be careful.
I've heard rumours he's as strong as a hippopotamus. There's no way. Right, I'm going to say Robert Mugabe is 95.
Yes!
Back
in this.
Back on it.
Success. Right, well then, we're on a roll. So let's get stuck into a few of your own.
And I'd like to add he's not gay. Just you know, because he might be, heaven forbid, if his sexuality was questioned, you know what I mean?
Michael McIntyre.
I know he gets a lot of flack off other comedians. I think he's very funny. He really, he's always giving me a good laugh. And his book is priceless. Such a weird upbringing.
He tends to get stick for being kind of proper posh.
Yeah, and like, you know.
And calling his kids. His kids have unusual names, don't
they? Oh, do they? Is he one of them?
I think so, yeah.
Never understood that.
Yeah. In fact, have a think about it there while I Google.
They're not like, surely they're not like Bob Geldof's kids. Pippi Longstocking McTavish.
I don't think it's those kind of names. They're just posh names.
Oh yeah. Tristan and all that sort of carry on. Sort of nonsense.
I think so. Let me see if I can find
Let me have a thought about his age. I don't think he's that much older than me.
His kids' names are Oscar and Lucas.
Oh, that's not as bad now. I thought it was going to be worse than that.
Yeah.
They are sort of posh
names.
They are posh names.
Oscar and Lucas.
Yeah. There's no Oscars and Lucases running around Ballymun now. Like, you know what I mean?
Not as far as I know.
Unless they're named after your man from Star Wars or whatever. You know, George. Lucas. Or, you know what I mean? Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, he's not the worst.
I never knew. Did you ever know an Oscar growing up?
No.
I'm trying to think if I did.
No, only just the one from Sesame Street.
Yeah. Well, fairness, he wasn't posh either. He was a grouch living in a rubbish bin. Take that, posh kids. Is he in his 50s? No, I'm going to go with 49.
He's only 43.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know, yeah. That's what I was thinking. This is going to come as a shock to him.
Wow, I didn't know. You don't even know how to deal with that.
You know,
jeepers, yeah.
He should live better.
He should. He should stop putting so much butter on the spuds. Let's be honest.
What about Kelsey Grammer? And you better get this right, because Cheers, you have declared to be your favourite.
It is my favourite
sitcom.
Show. Yeah.
He, of course, played Frasier in it and then got his own spin-off, which was brilliant.
Probably the only spin-off that was actually any funny,
yeah, probably.
It might be the only any funny spin-off of all time. I don't know. 65.
Oh, my. 64.
Ugh.
That was a brave effort. Right, do you want to have a go two more now?
Yeah, very go quickly. On. Yeah, we'll do it real quick. Yeah.
All right. First up, Vanessa Feltz.
Vanessa Feltz, the
Chat
mad
show
woman.
Well, she's hard, chat show queen, but she's hardly. I mean, it was.
But she was
a daytime telly. Wasn't
it was daytime telly. Yeah. Today we're talking about what it's like, because she was before Jeremy Kyle.
Right.
I came home and found my husband caught in the chimney, and there was somebody else in there, and he's denying it, and he says it's just a bird, but she's going, help me, get me out. I hardly knew him. Yeah. You know, it's all that was kind of. I don't know.
Is that what it was? It was that sort of. Was it like Niall Boylan on the telly?
What a bitch, yeah. I remember, it was. And then she went into the Big Brother house with Keith Duffy and she went mad.
That didn't go well.
No, started writing all over the table. And in fairness to Keith Duffy, he said, where I'm from, this is called losing the plot. Which is one of the best lines ever in Big Brother.
Yeah.
She's 58.
Oh, 57.
Oh.
I'll tell you something. Oh. You're back with a vengeance today. Nearly there. Nearly there. And the last one then is Charlotte Church.
Charlotte Church.
Yeah, who kind of was part of that whole Ladette thing.
Yeah,
wasn't
she
it?
Was.
It was nearly coined around
because she
her.
Had the voice of an angel and then she
the
didn't.
The drinking habits of a docker.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant, wasn't it? Someone that could literally be doing the whole there's another man and you know, just went.
Yeah, she got stuck in.
Yeah, got stuck in.
Get around in, lads.
Get around in, lads. You know yourself. I'm going to bang out a few
she was
chills.
Welsh, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was
get
Welsh.
Get around in, lads.
Get around in, lads.
That's terrible. I don't know why.
Get around in. Get around in, lads. She was
regarded as a bit of a bad girl, wasn't she?
She was, yeah. And she seemed like she was grey crack, in fairness.
Yeah.
I did. Like, she just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I don't hear much of her lately.
I remember hearing, one of the last stories I heard of her was that she had earned loads of money. And then I never heard of her again. So
no, that's to be fair. That's
so
I agree
she's
with
a woman
whole,
after my own heart.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
To be honest with you.
A lot of money, you never hear about me again.
Gone. Off the face of the earth. Great.
And I think you might be surprised how young she is. Maybe not, no. Maybe not. Go for it.
Oh, no. She was like 16 or something when we heard of her first. So she'd be like 36.
33.
Ah!
That's one on the money and three just one
off
year
the
away.
Post.
You're back,
back
dude.
With a vengeance, yep. Anyway.
And now you're up to date on your station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
All right, Dave.
All right.
What's the story with you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, you've changed, lads.
What do you mean?
Well, whenever I come on, Jim especially used to put his hands up in the air and go, yay! I mean, I don't want to keep bringing it up, but, you know, I got used to it.
Well, we used to celebrate it because it used to be a bit of a...
It was rare.
It was a bit of a rarity.
And what's rare is wonderful.
But right. now you're sort of hanging around
all
the
time.
Yeah, now
you're kind of always here, you know.
So you're just, used to me, like...
Yeah, you've kind of become a bit like the furniture, really, in that respect.
Oh, thanks.
You're like a comfortable old chair.
Yeah.
With a bit of sellotape.
Ah, you old charmer.
You wouldn't want to throw it out because even though the stuffing's fallen out of it, it's still a favourite.
Yeah. Actually, that's a very good description.
I feel special.
We used to think you were an expert in sort of things like, you know, coffee and stuff.
Yeah,
and
right.
That. Now we're experts. We have our own. Look at these.
We have our own little coffee presses and all
coffee
now.
Coffee presses and everything. Oh,
that's all because of you. Yeah.
Oh, laddie da.
Yeah. So we're sort of.
This is him.
We're sort of highbrow now. You know.
Going up in the world, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah, yeah. So,
going up,
so I don't want to say that we moved on and left you behind, Dave, but we sort of moved on and left you behind, Dave.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious, actually. Right.
But
yeah.
Look, but you know, listen.
Yeah, we're always willing to. Shove the stuffing back into you and well, tape you off.
If you don't mind, you can speak for yourself on that one, PJ.
Oh, you guys.
I'll tell you, anytime you need your stuffing shoved, Dave,
if anybody's going to stuff Dave, I want to opt out. I want to opt out. Do not include me in any of that going forward,
oh,
if you don't
God.
Mind, okay?
You're missing out, Jim.
Yeah, the Proclaimers, I'm going to be here at Classic Hits and Kylie ahead of it. I can't get you out of my head. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on Friday's Eve. It's Thursday, 21st of February, Friday's Eve, 6:45. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Very much appreciated, as always. And plenty going on after the old 7 o'clock news, which we'll tell you about very shortly. But a load of people to say hi to as well. I tell you something. I know what we're going to have to do, PJ. We're going to have to look at the old early morning roll call.
We will, yeah.
Because it's getting very long.
It's getting pretty long now at this stage.
And it's
yeah.
taking a very long time to do it.
I know.
And there's very little room for anything else.
I don't really know what. Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying.
Anyway,
I know what you're saying. It's getting very long.
For the time being, hi to the Wexican, who says he'd ate a rasher, for sure. Wouldn't we all?
Wouldn't we all? Love a lick of a rasher now in the morning.
Always a good thing. Elf Terry's been on to wish us happy Thursday. Also, Brian from the Real Capital, who says that he listens every morning. Class show. But I can't text because I do be driving.
Nah, well then, stop doing it now. Stop texting us.
Well, obviously he's stopped at the moment.
Well, how do I know? Brian, how do I know? Maybe Brian's just taking chances.
From the real capital.
From the real capital of Cork, of course,
real capital. And actually, Joanna's been on to say, you know the way we're talking about Michael McIntyre's kids?
Yeah.
And how they have posh names, Lucas and Oscar.
Yeah.
And we didn't know any Lucas and Oscars when we were growing up. Other than one from Sesame Street.
Yeah, definitely not.
Well, Joanne says, my friend has three boys and two of them are Oscar and Lucas.
Well, there you go. Well, that's news to me now, I tell you.
Yeah, well, obviously, unless you know Joanne's mate.
Well, I don't know anything about Oscars and Lucas's, so there you go. I'm surprised they're out there. And I'm glad they're happy.
Yeah.
I hope they're happy.
Apparently, Charlotte Church is fantastic in Catherine Tate's Christmas special.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I've actually heard that before. Apparently that was one of our legendary performances. Yeah, right. Supposed to be very good.
Might have to YouTube it.
Might have to. Well, I never did. You know, that when you say I must watch that, and you never watch it.
The Chosen One is back on. He says I haven't messaged it in ages, and you see this is what happens then. You see when you don't give everybody a shout.
Yeah.
He says I feel I'm not one of your favourite listeners.
Oh, stop it!
Can I be on the regular list? Go on.
Oh God, another one. I tell you, we're going to have to knock the list on the head.
It'll take the first 2 hours of the show to get through the list.
We'd only just finish in time for CSI at 9 o'clock.
Of course you can't chose one. You're always a favourite. Everybody's a favourite. Sarah's on. Say, I hope you're right about the weather today. It didn't dry up in West Cork yesterday, despite you, PJ Gallagher, saying it was glorious.
I said it was glorious where we were. That's why I was arguing with Jim again, because we are in the same area pretty much, and he was insisting it was raining and it was actually lovely. So I don't know. That's all I was saying.
Point out that my area is a lot cheaper than PJ's area.
It is,
just
all right.
To make that clear.
We know it's that the hills are filled with paupers in Wicklow, aren't they?
Megan is on to say it's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
I don't think this is the Megan. Was it Megan who offered to spend the weekend with you? Can I just take that back?
That's Karen.
Unbelievably.
Cheaper.
Inappropriate. It's a long story. Anyway.
No, that was Karen.
Right, yeah. Okay. So Megan, it's her birthday today, wants us to play Taylor Swift before 7. I'd have to say, Megan, I'm not sure if you've listened to the show before, but
that's unlikely. That's unlikely. If we played Taylor Swift, it'd be an inquiry, I'd say, to be honest with you.
And then coincidentally, a different Megan has been on to say, PJ, if your weekend is too long, then you don't work hard enough in the week.
Excuse me.
Very difficult to argue against that.
That's like telling someone that's overweight that they're overweight. Sometimes we all know the truth. You're just not supposed to bring it up.
That is very true.
Thank you very much.
That is very true.
God, that's very rude of you.
Yeah. Sometimes the truth hurts. So just go with the lie.
Yeah.
Dan 2.0 signing in for Friday's Eve. Don't forget the chainsaw. You see, don't forget me, says Chainsaw Man.
Ah, here.
It's Lara Barr wants a mention.
Lara Barr! Hey, Lara Barr!
And Denise the caterer, of course, who's in Ring's End as well. I mean, it's just. What are we going to do
I think we're going to have to stop.
Have to assume everybody's here.
We're just going to start ignoring all the regulars and start again. I think that's the only way to do it.
Yeah, because that's a good policy.
I think that's the best way.
Yeah, you're right. Do the old Rodri Giggs on it. Loyalty is overrated.
Loyalty's overrated. Like all the companies do. You know, you've been with a company paying your phone bill for 10 years, and then they say, all newcomers now can get 7 months.
Sky.
At 4 euros. You're like, I've been with you just for a decade.
Yeah, Sky. Everything is for new customers only.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, yeah, so I've been paying you for 10 years. What's this about?
So we'll have to start doing that. So unfortunately, everybody, you're off the list. All you. You're gone.
Yeah. New customers,
time
welcome.
To give someone a shout. There's Larry. Larry from Waterford. Good on you, Larry.
Where's Larry from Waterford?
No, I'm making him up. I'm just trying to get the ball rolling.
Sorry, right.
Yeah. Larry in Waterford.
So that's your new tactic. We're going with imaginary listeners.
Yeah, people you didn't even text. That's just the way. You get them in.
Yeah. If you're a Tony in Drimna at the moment.
This one's for you.
Madonna, Express Yourself. Here are classic hits. Almost 7:10 on this Thursday. Friday's Eve. Nearly there, folks. 21st of February. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. 0871 880 0008. If you need to get to us on WhatsApp, you can use that number on text as well. Of course, yesterday we had a big Euro giveaway following on from the Euro Millions draw. An Irish winner on it. If you missed out on both of those and you're having a few money worries, listen up.
PJ's Life Hacks.
Because
now,
a man, a legend.
Yeah, well, that whoever that is, he'll be in lately. later. Lately. You'll be in lately. Who says even these ridiculous things? Now, there's some life hacks. Now, I've done financial life hacks before, right? And they went pretty well. And in fact, one of those financial life hacks, the one about collecting the fivers, comes back time and time again, especially at Christmas time. People saved all enough to buy all their Christmas shopping, which was huge. So let's be honest, I've looked for other financial life hacks and they've been hard to find. So I found some that let's call them less than legal financial life hacks.
Less than legal.
Yeah. So
okay.
Can I just
interject momentarily, if I may, to just say, you do realise that there's more than just you, me and Mike here.
I know, I do, yeah.
You do realise we are on the radio and that the potential to listen to the radio does exist for people who might be involved in
it's
the
grand.
Legal world.
Oh, whatever. You're the one that has to do all the apologies. It's grand. Just to give Jim a form, he reads it out.
Oh, so sorry that PJ said something stupid again.
And that's the way. And the world keeps on turning.
Right, okay. Go on then. Go
but
for
okay,
it.
But okay, grand.
I won't do
please
will
don't.
I do time for any of these?
No, you wouldn't.
No, okay, right.
So please don't do any of these things.
Yeah.
These are very unethical. So if you did them, you may... Well, you'd be a pariah, so you shouldn't do them.
Right.
Like, one thing you should never, ever do is, you know, if you're in a hotel and then you come out of your room and you see the trolley going up and down, you know, the woman service in the room.
Yeah.
Is to go up to that woman and say, I'm really sorry, but there was no towels left in our room or soaps or anything like that. Is there any chance I could get a few off you? And then she says, yeah, and you bring them in, put them in your suitcase because they weren't logged by the hotel and take them home with you. You know. That's something you should never do.
Of course.
You should never do that.
So you should
because, yes, it might save you money. You know, you'd have a couple of lovely fluffy towels. Maybe a gown.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a gown. Maybe you'd have extra soaps and stuff. But you should never do it.
Of course.
Even though that would save you money.
Right.
And save Jim an apology. You should never do it. You should never do it.
Is that true that if it's on the trolley, then it's not kind of written
up?
No,
she just hands it to you, doesn't she?
Are you sure, Dad? Were they not writing on the form saying it?
How would I know, Jim? I don't do these things. I'm just saying.
Oh, sorry, of course.
And
anyway, how would you know?
Also,
you
should never ever walk past that trolley. You help yourself to like 5 or 6 sports bags full of biscuits and water bottles and keep moving. But anyway, you should never do those things. Also, you know, with Netflix, we all love Netflix.
Yeah.
Now, this is probably a well-known one, but if you can be bothered, you could never pay for Netflix. So every time you sign up for Netflix as a new customer, you get 30 days, you get a month for free.
Right.
And then after that month, you know, if you cancelled it and just set up spent 5 minutes basically setting up a brand new email address and then doing a new one.
Right.
Well, if you use the same password, it'd be very easy to keep a log of it. And you could pretty much get Netflix for free forever every 30 days by just renewing it with a new email. That's all I'm saying.
But again, obviously, you're also saying, in the interest of fairness, you should never do anything like that.
You should never do that.
Right.
Those poor people of Netflix.
What we're really doing here is we're condemning this kind of, that sort of carry on. We're effectively doing the Father Ted down with this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, when
makes me feel a lot safer.
Yeah, oh yeah. And you know the way you go to a petrol station and you'll be getting a coffee sometimes. And then you realise the large actually fits into the medium cup. Do you ever get that, you know, and you realise, oh, this is just our allowing for spillage. Do you ever see that way? Do you ever notice that?
I haven't noticed that, no, because I normally just take the medium cup.
This. And there might be like, okay, there might be like a few mil of water that you'd have to let go into the machine. But when you go to the counter, they always tend to think, that for some reason, they still think it's a medium.
With it being a medium cup, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they say, and they never ask you, is that a large or medium? They just kind of look at the size of the cup, but they still say tea or coffee. And sometimes tea is even cheaper. That's all I'm saying.
So you're saying a large tea.
A large coffee
in a medium cup that's called tea might save you a few quid.
That's all I'm saying.
But again,
don't ever do it.
Don't be doing anything like that.
And if you do it, just make sure Jim is with you because he can apologise. Do you know what I mean? Because Jim is good at that. Honestly, I've seen him do it loads of times.
Yeah. It's funny, it comes with practice, PJ. It comes with practice.
I've seen him do it loads of times. Right. Loads of times.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there are a selection of things that we say, down with that sort of thing.
You know, if you're at a restaurant and then you sort of say, I couldn't be bothered buying a dessert. Right. And you have a packet of biscuits in your bag that you might just want to put on the table and eat them instead.
Right.
Because it's easier and cheaper to have biscuits.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if you pretended you had a medical condition and that maybe those biscuits were...
Like for you needed the sugar.
This might just look like regular fig rolls, but if you said no, they're not. They're actually the only dessert I can have because I'm hypoglycemic or I'm
diabetic.
Might
say gluten free.
Or you might just make something up. I'm rugiglycemic, and someone will go, "Oh, are you? I apologise." And you go, "Grant, it's just I can only eat these for dessert. Is that okay?" Every restaurant's going to say yeah. Every restaurant's going to say
bringing your own biscuits as dessert.
Yeah, if you
this is one it has to be prepared at home because I'm allergic to a number of ingredients.
Yeah, you just take them off the wrapper and then you have your own biscuits in a little tub, put them on the table, eat them. They'll say you can't eat those biscuits here. Excuse me, I have a medical condition. This is all I can eat for dessert.
Right.
So I'm hypoglycemic. Make something up. They'll go, "Oh God, I'm so sorry." They won't ask you what it is. They'll be embarrassed. Just that confident. Eat your fig rolls and then say, "Now, get me a large coffee and charge me the price of a tea for being so rude." Say yourself a fortune. I'm just saying these are a few. The list goes on and on.
Right.
I'm actually doing a session on this in the Starbucks after the show. Somebody would like to call around. So it's large teas on me for everybody.
Right, so down with that sort of thing. They're sort of money-saving ways that obviously we just couldn't possibly endorse.
Oh, no, God, it'd be absolutely scandalous to do any of those things. Yeah, yeah. Don't do any of those things. I mean, these are the types of things I'd say Jim gets up to. And when you sell,
these are the kind of things that you have to sort of expose in our... drive against the black economy.
I actually think this is good advice for the, consumers. So there's people out there and they've just realised they've been getting ripped off all the time. I'd like to take that thanks and you're welcome.
Dire Straits, Walk of Life here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 19 minutes past 7. Happy birthday, Anne Hogarty. Anne Hogarty is 52 today.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday very much to you.
Mind you, apparently it says it's not official until 7:30. That must be the time she was born.
Oh, must be the actual time. Oh, well, we're nearly there. You're 10 minutes away.
There you go. So turning into your 52nd year.
So happy very nearly there indeed.
Well, yeah. Happy birthday, Anne Hogarty. Your sister Joan wanted to wish you a fantastic birthday and a super duper day. And also, PJ, you're going to have to come out and condemn in the strongest possible terms some of the texts that we've had in here.
Oh, really?
Somebody text in to say, "Good morning, lads. I always do that thing with the tea."
Oh, you see, there's blackguards out there all over the place.
Unbelievable.
Terrible. Oh, absolutely shocking. Imagine.
Somebody else has text in saying, "No way. I do that with the coffee. Would you say they're onto me?" says John.
I don't think so. Absolutely. Oh, okay, absolutely then. Yeah, absolutely. Beg your pardon.
You can't. You've got to say absolutely.
Absolutely, they're onto you.
Yeah.
Start yourself out and stop enjoying that free coffee. It's a terrible thing to do.
Brian in Limerick's been on. "Hi lads, just got a coffee, told the assistant it was tea. Am I a bad person?"
Brian, yes, you are a bad person.
You're a bad person, Brian.
Not really, Brian. Not really.
Brian, come on. I feel like we're two devils on either... one angel. Obviously, that's me.
Oh my God, if he's an angel, what sort of place are we in? What has the world come to? If Jim McCabe is the angel on your shoulder, I tell you, there's no way out. There's no help for the world if that's the case.
Yeah. And by the way, your money saving life hacks,
yeah,
have had a slightly alternative effect. Babs and Galway says, "Jim, always thought I'd love to go on a date with PJ. I'm not so sure now."
Why? Because of the fig rolls.
Well, if you're so scabby that you might say to her, "Listen, Babs, I know we're going out on a date, right? But
scabby," he says.
"If you're going to like just
scabby,
would you bring some fig rolls?
Isn't that unbelievable?
And just say that they're." Gluten-free or something.
This is the world we live in now, is it? You go out, you get someone a tea, you get them a starter and a dinner, and then when they say dessert, you go, "Steady on, I have some fig rolls in the bag." You've got everything else, and now suddenly you're scabby. Because you don't want to spend maybe 12 quid for one slice of cheesecake. You're scabby all of a sudden.
You're right. What has the world come to?
Unbelievable.
I apologise profusely.
I get it. I get slated here for being tight all the time because of a couple of things. I tell you, it's not justified.
You're right. They keep revisiting. Barry and Cork's been on saying, "Another life hack that should never be used for DIY projects. Buy all your tools in Aldi, and when you're finished, take advantage of the return policy and give them back after 90 days. That is shocking, Barry.
Oh, Barry, that's shocking.
Barry, we would have to condemn that in the strongest possible terms.
Although, I think some of the tools you get for that cheaper, made of chocolate, you could just eat them after.
They might be meant to be disposable.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Barry, that's very bold.
Very, very bold indeed. Anyway, listen, if you are stuck for a few quid, we can help with that. Who the Man is on the way very shortly, and it's over a grand. In fact, it's over €1,100 at this stage.
Hitting the flipping Internet Explorer on my telly box again. Just look at the price.
Why is there even an Internet Explorer on your telly box?
I don't know.
Why do you have a telly box?
Well, I don't know. That's what you just gave me, isn't it? I thought, you know what I mean? That's what you just gave me when I came in here. Jim was here years before me. He's all the good stuff. I get left on the far side.
To be fair, on whatever about in studio, on PJ's desk, his computer, I think, has a picture drawn on it.
A picture of Internet Explorer.
I think it's a drawing. I don't think it's actually on, is it?
Nothing comes on. I'm not even a little password to my own computer out there. I just sit there using my phone. Unbelievable. Anyway, €1,130 is what it is. If I'm allowed into the computer, I'll try and confirm it. €1,130 is what it is on Who the Man. And who is it? Who knows? What computer is it on? None of my business.
And now you're up to date on your station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Right, don't go anywhere, Dave. I've a word to say to you, but that's after we just remind people very quickly that this man is on the way, and you can have a go at registering to play 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp as always, and you could get the call from Magic Mike. But there's a rumour doing the rounds, Dave, that you've got a challenge for PJ and me.
Yes, I do. It's correct. Indeed. Well, you know the way you guys have moved up to your game with your coffee?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I've moved into a whole new realm, a new world.
Is this your feeble attempt to become our friend again?
Well, sorry, yeah. Anyway, chilli sauce, lads. That's where I'm at. I've been taking a lot of fancy, very hot chili sauce recently, and I got given a gift.
Right.
And it's called Dave's Insane Chili Sauce. And I've had a go, and oh my God, I've never had anything like it. So,
did it do any damage?
Oh my God. I was in the toilet hiccuping with tears coming out of my eyes, and I had to go out and buy a tub of ice cream.
Oh, wonderful. So what a great morning this is turning out to be.
So I'm going
to
level you with a challenge.
Have you got it with you?
I do. I bought it.
Of course he does. And that's only one of the products he carries around with Dave's Insane written on them.
Yeah, by the way, is there a connection? You didn't create this yourself. No, this is a genuine product.
Genuine product.
Like health and safety. What am I asking about health and safety?
Health and safety. Yeah. Are you mad?
Yeah, it comes with warnings. It has warnings on the side and everything. So are you up for it, lads?
Well, yeah, I am, but only for some stupid reason I'm playing along. Because you've challenged me on air.
I mean, the last time
if I wasn't
you
on the radio, I'd go, no, I don't want to
the
do
last
this.
Time you got involved in something like that, PJ, it didn't work well for you for a couple of days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't mean to dredge up the past, but you threw an insect at me while I was trying to do the news once.
God, well, I mean, if we're going to get into tit-for-tat stuff.
He's reminding me of happier times.
Right, so it's Dave's Insane Chili Sauce Challenge.
Bring it on.
For God's
what
sake.
What are you doing it after eight?
Yeah.
There's really no point in this now. Let's just be honest.
Anastasia, I'm out of love here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. Hopefully you're in good form. Whatever you're up to today, Who the Man, of course, on the way. That'd certainly put you in good form. Over €1,100 to be won. 087-188-0008 as always on WhatsApp. Just let us know if you want to play, and you can get the call from Magic Mike. And also, since we've been on a bit of a money kick the last little while, ever since that Euro Millions draw,
yeah,
we've been sort of talking a lot about money of late.
We have, yeah. And then we're doing our money saving, well, advice not to do tips.
Yeah, exactly.
Money saving advice not to do tips.
Ways that bold people save money.
That's it there. So now the new one has come in. This is for workers in the hospitality sector. Sinn Féin have put forward a new bill that looks like it's going to come to pass, that says it's going to now be illegal if employers take tips that were meant for the staff. So if you know, sometimes... I think it should always be that way, but I never know, right? So I go in and I use a card for everything these days. And I always wonder, are the staff actually getting the tip or not?
So the one where you have to write gratuity on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wonder, are they actually getting it? You know the way it's some site, you just say, go on, stick a fiver on it, or stick €2 on it, or whatever. You know, you do that. I always wonder, do they actually get it, or the staff, or are they whipping it? So this would change all that. And it'd mean that when you go into a restaurant or a hotel or whatever, they'd have to have a sort of a poster or a sign somewhere that says all tips go to the staff, or you know, they let you know their policy.
Yeah, because I hate that when you pay with a card, you always kind of feel that you need to have some sort of cash for the tip. Because that way you can physically hand it into the hand of...
And then you start thinking, yeah, well, that was a good tip. It's not a sneaky fucker going to share that around or just stick it in his
exactly
pocket. And there's all of that.
Yeah. Because the other thing as well is, right, you know the way you tip, right, and you tend to tip, obviously, the person that serves you, whatever.
Of course, yeah. But weird to tip someone else.
Well, exactly. But the thing about it is that the idea of pooling tips, at least this is what was said to me by somebody, right?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, to be fair, the chef, say, for example, is never going to get a tip.
Yeah.
In terms of handed to him.
Yeah, so that's why he makes more money though, isn't it?
But the idea is that it's kind of like it's divvied. That everybody involved in the process is getting a bit of your a bit of your tip.
Well, I don't agree with that.
Like, or say the poor person who's doing the blooming washing up, they're not going to necessarily get any of the tips.
I know, and the person that's on the door or whatever.
Yeah,
know, those,
maybe.
Those people that do all the... They deal with all the people.
That's what it was said.
What
that
do
was...
you mean I can't get a seat? I turned up 5 minutes ago and booked. You know, that's a, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, I know what you mean by, like... But if you're a higher paid worker, like the cooking staff, the cooks and chefs generally get paid more than the table staff.
So, I have no idea. I wouldn't have a clue what the level.
So I imagine it wouldn't go down well if they were told they had to split their service charge with those people. You know what I mean?
Not
but then I've never
in
worked
that,
in
well,
a kitchen.
I was just
going to
say,
know.
Not being involved in that industry, I wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue either. I wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop us talking about it. Just
no.
Because we haven't got a clue.
Haven't said that. If someone dropped to him and says, I love the show, and gave Mike a 50 quid tip, and he says, look at that, and didn't I do well? And he put it in his pocket and walked out. But they're going, pretty sure we should have got somewhere there.
Absolutely.
Pretty sure we should have got somewhere there. But anyway, so this would make it illegal, which I think is a good thing. And it also begs the question, in Ireland, how much do you tip? And who do you tip?
Yeah.
So, like, well, I find it always really difficult. In a restaurant...
10% is the guideline, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but what do you give your taxi man or barber then?
Well, I mean, in fairness, I wouldn't be giving me barber a lot.
Fairness. 10% of nothing. Yeah, yeah, but what would you give it? Like,
yeah,
I know
never what you know. Mean. So you kind of... Cause you end
and
up,
especially nowadays, you
in
go
Ireland,
into some of these places
to
get a haircut and it costs like... You got just hipster hairdressers in Ireland and give you a haircut for 30 quid!
Wow.
30 quid!
You realise that there's women listening to this now going, 30 quid is nothing.
That's your problem. That's your
They're
own.
Literally listening going,
yeah.
30 quid is like, I don't know, cut price or something.
Oh my God. 30 quid? Mr.
Anyway.
Wonderful still does it for a tenner. Like in Fairview.
Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, he still does it for a tenner.
Well, lots of places do.
30 quid?
That's barbers. I
know Mike's laughing.
Barbers
he's
orders.
Looking at my head as if to go, you look like you got a thumb for a tenner.
I didn't think you were going to mention that.
I'll tell you something. You want to see the face?
I thought we were going to say nothing. Like,
he was literally nodding his head at me.
Obviously,
is that right?
Obviously, I can't do it.
He's
because,
literally.
You know, people in glass houses can't throw stones, but I'll leave it up to you, Mike.
Oh my God. I don't know what's going on in here. How did I become the butt of the joke in here? I was hoping to make you the butt of the joke.
Getting back to it, I know what you're saying. The kind of theory in Ireland is you sort of end up rounding up. That's the way people tip.
Yeah.
So say your bill came to 66 quid. Somebody leaves 70 quid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They round up or something.
I know.
But the guideline's meant to be about, isn't it, 10%?
Yeah, well, then sometimes you get it totally wrong. And me, and I know Mike has done this as well. When someone calls up to the Chinese, the delivery man.
Right.
And he called up and he was like, I said, how much is that? And I didn't really listen to him. I was like, yeah, no worries. Don't worry about it. And I gave him the 20 quid and closed the door. And then like a minute or two later, the door knocked. I was like, yeah, what's the crack? He goes, it's 22 euros.
took the tip for yourself.
So I rounded down, took the tip, took the food.
Did him.
And left him €2 the worse off to have to pay for my food. Yeah.
That's, wow. So, that's a unique approach.
So
I don't think many people approach tipping to that level.
Who knew it was a good idea to pay attention to someone that's charging you money?
Right.
Not me, obviously.
So are we going to look, is that what you want? Do you want a national survey, a national 5-minute survey on what's an appropriate tip?
Well, I don't know, like we're not America. Why do some people not get tips? Why do we never tip people in hotels? Like we do waiters, but you know, someone that brings your bag up. In the States, you'd have to give them a couple of dollars.
You do tip people who bring your bags up.
In Ireland?
Yeah, yeah.
I never did.
You do, yeah.
No, you don't.
You do, when they bring, when they drop them into your room.
In Ireland?
Yeah. Just like if you get room service and somebody brings your breakfast up or whatever, you know, give them a tip.
I know that, but how much do you give the fella that carries your bag in Ireland?
Depends on what you have on you, you know what I mean? A couple of quid, I suppose.
20 cent?
20! Oh my God. Tell you something.
What are you supposed to do? That's news to me, I never knew that.
Really?
You hand them €2.
Well, whatever, yeah.
So I didn't even want them to bring me bag up the last few times, they just get in the way. I go check into a restaurant. I normally have a pair of socks in my pocket and a bag with a computer in it. You're supposed to give them £2, are you really?
Well, it doesn't have to be that amount. It's whatever. It's, I don't know, whatever you're... It's a tip. It's a... discretionary thing.
See,
from your point of view.
Well, obviously it's not. Obviously, I feel bullied into it now. God almighty. I'm never staying in the hotel again. I'd rather sleep in a car.
Now, Who the Man?
Classic hits.
Who the Man? Who the Man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out. Here come
Who the Man? Who the Man? And it is worth 1,130 quid this morning. All for you if you can tell us who is this
man.
And then we give it to you. Top class, the clue. I forgot to say the clue yesterday, I think, but top class is the all new
and
clue.
And supposedly a very good clue, according to Mike.
Pretty much, yeah. Mike seems to be pretty confident.
By the way, do you think we'll get a tip if somebody wins this?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Maybe the 30 quid. Maybe the 30 quid. You never know, Jim.
Yeah.
But sure, then, what do I know? I don't know who you're supposed to tip anymore, quite obviously. Unbelievable. Let's have a go anyway. Jason Gallagher is in Clare. Hiya, Jason.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, Jason. How are you? What's your plans for the day?
Work now until 8:30 this evening.
Oh, well, it's a long day for you. What do you have to keep to that long?
Where are you, Jason? Because it sounds like it's very echoey wherever you are.
I'm just in work. That's all. It's very echoey here.
Right. Is it a big warehouse or something, or a big factory, or what is it?
No, it's a hostel, a residential hostel.
Oh, is it?
All right, jeepers. Yeah. It's a long day all the same.
It's grand. It's only 3 12-hour shifts and you're off the rest of the week.
All right, jeepers. I suppose at least you can sneak off for a snooze somewhere, maybe. Always a bed around somewhere, hopefully.
Oh, there is, of course.
Right, Jason, let's try and give you a few quid. Who do you think it is?
Gene Wilder,
right.
Great actor.
Comedy.
Funny man.
Brilliant man. What do you reckon then, Mike? Gene Wilder?
Oh, think of what you could do with this money, lads. I mean, Jason, you could buy a new pair of shoes, go on a holiday, come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure
Oh, my God.
That'll job.
I'll tell you now, lads. I was cringing when I was on the shoes bit.
Oh my God. I tell you.
I kind of like it.
It's so cheesy. I kind of like
Come
it.
Come with me. Listen, Jason, have a good day today. And thanks for having a go. Keep at it.
He's gone.
Has decided.
I think that joke.
Oh, he's back. He's back. Yeah.
Sorry, Jason. I thought the joke was so bad you had to lie down to get over it.
Probably very true. Right. Good luck, Jason. Take care.
All right. Cheers.
See you, boss. Good luck. Right. Derek O'Sullivan in Cork. Hey, Derek.
Hiya, PJ. How are things?
I'm all right. Yeah, I've a bit of recovering to do after that last pun, but not so bad. How are you, Derek?
I'm all right.
What are your plans today?
I'm off for a few days anyway. So
nice one.
I'm heading west along to Kerry.
Oh, very good. Just a couple of days off.
Coincide with my son's midterm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Killian.
Killian, your son, right? Killian O'Sullivan then.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, you know the midterm's on because even at 5 o'clock in the morning, you're noticing the traffic difference.
Yeah. Less of it, like.
Yeah. Even just coming back from my ma's, normally, like, you know, 4 o'clock, forget about it. But 4 o'clock midterm, it is lovely driving.
God, for a minute there, I thought you were talking about 5 o'clock in the morning. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. No, not quite cheap. There'd be some school, wouldn't it?
Right, what are you going to go for, Derek?
I'm going for Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe. He's in Parks and Recreation. That's why I got to really like him.
Rob Lowe.
Yeah, you'd know him if you saw him. He's a real rubber-headed looking fella. He's been interfering with himself for a long time. Injections and Botox and all that. You know what I mean? What do you reckon, Mike? Rob Lowe.
The rubber-headed Rob Lowe.
Taking a bit of back there. Yeah. Don't feel too low when I tell you it's wrong.
Nowhere near his Willy Wonka extravaganza,
yeah,
has to be said. Unbelievable. That was a poor effort. I mean, even Derek is disappointed.
You should have gone Willy Wonka second, shouldn't I?
You should have made an effort. Yeah.
Fair play to Derek for trying to get you out of it with a very awkward laugh.
Cheers, Derek. Have a good day.
Take care, Killian. Bye-bye.
Right, so, I was going to say it's not Willy Wonka. Well, yeah, to a certain extent. Really? I mean, Gene Wilder is the Willy Wonka.
He is the Willy Wonka, so it's not a Willy Wonka that we're aware of any kind, and it's not Rob Lowe. So there you go, 20-5. Damien will give you another go. It'll still be 1,130 quid, so it's not an amount to be sniffed at all.
Crush from Jennifer Page, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. It's 10 past 8, and we've been joined as a gang in studio. Magic Mike is in studio, nothing unusual there.
Yep.
And we've even brought David Lay.
Dave! Last time you ever get a chair in this studio, I think that's about to happen.
Could go horribly wrong. So if you were with us earlier on, you may have heard that we had a chat with Dave, because Dave has created a challenge for us, all right? And it's built around... was this a gift you got?
It was, indeed, yeah, present.
So, obviously, the person who bought the gift thought it was, you know, good that it was called Dave's Gourmet.
Absolutely.
Right? And it's Dave's Insanity Sauce, okay?
Wow.
It's literally called Insanity
Sauce. Yeah.
All right. Now, Magic Mike is bringing in samples of the Insanity Sauce as we speak.
God,
there you can see
blimey.
The little spoonfuls. And can I just read you this, right? He says, hoping he can see it. But anyway, can I just read you the warnings on this? Okay. Which bit is where's the warnings bit gone? There's a bit here about not. Oh yeah, you should only use one drop at a time.
One drop.
A drop.
One drop at a time. Keep away from eyes, pets, and children. Not for people with heart or respiratory problems. So, to say them, we're slightly on the nervous side about this. Do you have any heart or respiratory? Like, we know about your
Not
willy
that I'm
problems.
Aware of.
You will do. Or,
yeah, well, we'll do. That's great. Yeah.
So, Dave, set the scene. Have you done this yourself?
I have. Now, I've taken quite a lot of chili sauces in the past. I can eat a whole red chili, no problem. So when I got this gift, I opened it and I went. It was sent over from the UK, and I went, "Oh, great!" And I put it on like a good bit of it, and I went for it, and oh my god,
all hell broke loose.
It wasn't pretty. I mean, I was, you know, instant hiccups, tears coming out my eyes, waiting for the pain to stop. Had to go out and buy a tub of ice cream.
I don't know why Mike is laughing. You're doing this as well.
I can't do this. I have respiratory problems.
You don't have respiratory problems.
Cancer.
Mind you, good news for you, PJ, just so that you feel good about it. It's gluten-free.
Oh, great. Oh, fantastic. Just, the one thing that actually doesn't matter.
The one thing
that wouldn't cause me any trouble.
Here we go. Bit of dramatic music in the background.
Fart hell. I'm actually very nervous now for no reason whatsoever.
Right,
this can't be as bad as he's making it out to be.
I'm hoping
he's sort
of
like...
Dave has to be a bit of a windbag, right?
I'm hoping that he's kind of
How
built
How dare you?
So what's the idea? So we're doing a fingertip dog.
That's what I'd advise, seriously. Not for the faint of heart.
You first. You're always better at this stuff anyway.
What?
Yeah, you are. You're
yeah,
always
you
better.
Go first, Jim.
He was
yeah,
the one
yeah.
eating all the insects covered in chocolate knowledge. Remember?
Me water.
Not a bother.
Ready to go.
Yeah. Went back for more.
Right, here we go. So fingertip test, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Come on, Jim.
Right, is that enough, Dave, yeah?
Oh, dear
Oh,
God.
Dear, that's too,
that
much,
too much,
Jim. Go on, put it in, Jim. It's grand. Go on. Jim. Oh, he's put it in his mouth. That all right?
Oh, PJ.
Oh?
Oh, he's in trouble.
You better be a bit careful.
Really?
It'll be okay.
Look at him.
It'll be okay, but that actually took me by surprise, Dave.
I'm not joking.
I'll go with you, PJ. Go on.
Okay.
You put the whole spoon in. I'll do the fingertip.
Okay,
the whole
do
spoon.
That.
Oh,
don't.
My God. Oh, my God. What have you done?
Oh, that was a stupid idea.
I'm so glad I didn't do the whole spoon.
I warned you not
That's
to
absolutely.
Do the thing. I told you it was proper back of the throat thing.
I can't talk.
What water. Did I tell you?
Dave,
are you mad?
You didn't test the way you take me water.
Sorry.
What? How, are you all right with it, Mike?
It's serious. Back
that
off.
Is.
That.
Oh, I'm actually dribbling.
You know, there's a scale. You know, there's a scale of hotness. PJ's eyes are watering.
You might need some milk. Oh,
look
no.
at this. Can we... By the way, Janice is filming this, right? So you will be able to see. PJ's eyes are physically watering at the moment.
That was a really bad idea.
I warned you. I said it to you. Now, Mike, what's
really
the story with this scale, this hotness scale?
So basically, I looked this up, right?
This is not good.
It's actually getting worse.
Yeah.
So I looked it up. There's something called the Scoville scale. Scale.
I think
I can't talk.
Need some milk.
And,
Why are you crying, PJ? Stop being so
I can't even talk.
There's a thing called a Scoville scale. Scale. Man, spit it out. It's a Tabasco sauce is... is 2,500 on the scale.
Right.
This stuff is 180,000.
180,000.
Oh, I just said that
on
before.
The hotness scale.
On the hotness scale, yeah.
Oh, that's actually sore now at the back of the throat. Now. That's not good. That wasn't a good idea.
I can't talk.
Look at his eyes. Can we get a close up, Jesus? Can you get a close up of his eyes there? He is absolutely.
That was a very bad idea. Oh, there's actually no crack in this at all.
Drink that. Oh my God.
Why did you do the whole spoonful?
What was that about?
I warned you.
I mean, it is nasty, isn't it? It's not actually nasty. Pleasant at all.
I mean, if I took...
It's cutting.
It's like it's like a fire in your mouth.
Cutting.
Dave, what did you do that for?
I warned you! Oh, my God!
That is...
It won't stop.
It won't stop.
That
was literally just a finger. Yeah, it's not good.
PJ,
won't stop.
Gargle. Gargle.
I'm not to gargle.
Actually, I mean... I don't really know where to go with that. It's like, mind you, there's a certain amount of entertainment coming from PJ at the moment.
Oh,
No.
I mean, you should never laugh at somebody else's misfortune or anything, but... My God, that is...
Oh, that's so hard, man.
Pain.
Anyway.
Oh, that's so bad.
Good man, PJ.
The
voice is important.
PJ!
Some guaranteed Irish, you two even better than the real thing. That was certainly the real thing.
Absolutely.
Dave, never, ever, ever, ever get yourself involved in any challenge for us ever again.
Never.
Okay? Do you understand? I don't want anything to do with you ever again.
Absolutely.
I can't talk.
That was... Honestly,
I seriously can't talk.
We did this before with the chili thing, the chili eating.
Yeah.
Right? And we thought that was hot. That we struggled.
Yes.
But I tell you something, man. That is way, way hotter.
Knocks it out of the park.
Way. That is ridiculous.
I know. I wasn't messing. Like, I mean, this
is... Where's the bottle?
How is that legal, man?
I was trying to read the ingredients. It says It says things like... Where's the ingredients on it? Oh, now I have to find the ingredients.
Poison.
Oh, here we go. Ingredients. Hot peppers, tomato
poison.
Paste, hot pepper extract.
And tears.
Salt, cayenne, vinegar, onions.
Oh, God.
Xanthium gum, garlic, citrus, and spices.
Healthy. It's good
for
you.
Oh, no, citric acid and spices.
Yeah, you can't stop crying.
Oh, that is absolutely ridiculous. That is the worst. Now, the thing about it is, some of the texts that have come in... And you're not getting a lot of sympathy, buddy. That's all.
Like, oh, my God. Dear.
Shane in Newbridge reckons it was well funny.
It's not funny.
No, not when you experience it.
I thought it was going to be able to talk through it.
Maybe see.
It just made me shut up so much I can't talk.
Shane maintains that
sore. It's really sore.
Shane maintains that he grew chilies that managed 100,000 on the Scoville scale.
Wow.
But Mike, did Mike tell us that this was 180,000?
Yeah.
180,000.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Somebody else, you made them laugh out loud and they've just called you a banana.
Oh, yeah, they're right.
I warned you,
actually, man. I heard bananas are good for taking the chili.
Why do we do this, anyway? Why do we just agree? Why do we agree to this?
Yeah, why do you, lads?
Because you don't think it's going to be this bad.
Stephen Cork is literally...
You don't think it's going to be this bad. That's why you agree. You think it's going to be, that's a bit roasty. Now it's like my life is over.
Well, look, the good thing is Stephen Cork is literally choking on his coffee with laughter.
I'm so dizzy.
I think it's important. Important to do this.
Making people happy.
God, cripe. Oh, holy fart.
And, well, mind you, here's one for you. Rory in Galway wants to know, where can he get it?
It was sent to me from the UK.
Right.
So I don't think
you
can actually,
the source.
I don't think you can buy
it. It's called Dave's Gourmet Insanity Sauce or something.
Yeah, I mean, I can maybe get you some. We can do a deal or something like that. I can maybe start a line in it.
Oh, God, this man is turning.
When does it actually start to get like that I don't want to... feel like it'd be better to be not alive anymore. When does it go past that point?
In about an hour.
Oh, God. How am I going to read quiz questions? Oh.
I think mine's starting to calm a little bit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I warned you, man. Not a whole spoonful. Just a little tiny dab.
That's all. Yeah, and you see, you went for it. Yeah, and I wouldn't mind after what happened to you with the chilies, for God's sake. Like, you were texting me all weekend after the chilies.
I have to do
complaining
a gig for charity tonight.
Oh, you're joking.
For disabled children. If I can't do it, it's be it on your head. Children will suffer because of you, Dave.
Oh, no. This is terrible. The guilt.
To be fair, it's the first time I've ever seen PJ cry.
The face of pain.
It was worth it for that as well. Where's the... Mike, is the video... What's the story with the video? Hang on a second. I have to... Dave's on the mic, so I can't hear you. So you'll have to just give me the nod. Couple of minutes. Facebook, yeah? Facebook, okay. You'll be able to check out the Facebook video very shortly indeed. Magic Mike is popping it up as we speak, and it's well worth it because whatever about the actual expression, you have to see PJ's face.
The face.
Particularly his eyes.
The face of pain.
Oh, yeah.
Dear God, please don't put that on the internet. That's not fair on anybody.
Dave, your work here is done.
Thanks, lads.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Get your bag and get out of here.
Love you guys.
And now you're up to date on your station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Dave. Do you want to say thank you to Dave, PJ?
You are the worst person I have ever met.
Listen, are you going to be okay?
In my life, I want it on record that I hate David Lennon.
But you're grateful for the experience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's only starting to ease up now.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Are you
going
to be okay to do the breakfast table quiz questions?
I'm just about. Why didn't he tell me not to do the spoon?
I warned you.
I shouted at you not to do
Nobody
the spoon.
Nobody said
I tried
that.
Twice.
Unbelievable.
I
think you would have given me a glass of milk or something. Oh, my God. Oh, just never.
Right.
That was fun.
Probably best to keep a low profile for a while.
I will say, that is the least crack I've ever had. That was the opposite of the crack. We've done a lot of features on this show that have been painful, but ultimately worthwhile. I learned nothing from this experience.
I don't know. Judging by the texts coming in, the public seem to have enjoyed it anyway.
My nose and all is still running. That was horrific.
Right, well listen, the breakfast table quiz is on the way. Assuming that PJ can pull himself together to actually ask the questions, we'll have what to beat? 12, is it? Or?
Yeah, 12 to beat. The first question is going to be, what kind of a tosser is David Laid? A, very, B, much so, and C, whatever you want.
REM, shiny, happy people here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday's Eve, Thursday, 21st of February, 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. A reminder, if you want to have a go at the breakfast table quiz, fabulous overnight stay, tickets to dinner and a show all happening at the Green Isle Hotel. That's our prize this week. 087-188-0008. Just let us know that you want to play and you can get a call back from Magic Mike to have a go at it. And also, if you want to check out the video, and I strongly, strongly urge you to check out the video of us trying that insanity sauce that Dave brought in
for
us.
I swear to God, like, I've tried so many different sauces and I've been told so many different times, don't mess around with this, this is very bad. Oh, this stuff you take it and, I know a fella took it and his eye popped out and everything. And you take it and it's, yeah, it's uncomfortable, but it's all right.
You're not a great man for warnings, really, are you?
But, yeah, because this is my previous experience.
Everything
and then,
the bottle said it. I said it to you after I tried it. Dave had said it to you before even. What did you do? Straight in. And then you ended up crying.
Yeah, I know, but you're...
And then you come crying to me.
But you're like wildlife. You know the way you see it? You know the way animals, they never show you how bad they feel? Because it's like this protectionist looking strong thing. You can do that. So Jim looks at you and he looks totally normal and he's like, that is pretty bad. I'm not feeling very well. I wouldn't advise you do anything stupid. And he'd look at you and go, well, he looks fine to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas I'm not like wildlife. I'm a regular human. And my face nearly went flying across the room.
Honestly, it's on Facebook at the moment.
It was...
Please go check it out because the whole video is worth it. Simply to see PJ involuntarily burst into tears.
Swear to God.
There was water coming from your eyes, your mouth.
I started drooling down my face. I've got all stains on my jumper from drool and all now. That's disgusting.
Honestly. Gotta check it. Magic Mike has popped it up. It's on Facebook at the moment. It's got to be seen to be believed.
It's gas. I was actually starving before we did it. Now that we've done it, the hunger and everything's gone. So my body refuses to let anything else in.
Do you want a nice cup of tea?
I'd love a nice cup of tea. I would love a nice cup of tea. Especially with the day that's in it, which brings us to the survey of the day, because the survey of the day today was done by Lion's Tea.
Right.
Which again, I thought was always my favourite tea. Always did. And then we did the taste test in here.
And what was it?
And Barry's.
Barry's
I
is
chose
good.
Barry's.
Barry's is a good tea.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Traditionally, it's all that Young Offenders nonsense it is. It's given me all of that. You know the way? I used to think, oh yeah, King Crisps and Lion's Tea.
No, Tato Crisps you were a fan of, weren't
no,
you?
No, it wasn't. It was King.
Oh, you were King, were you?
Because what was always the way, the Dublin way was Lion's King.
Oh,
and then
right.
I started hanging around in Cork all the time. I love Cork. Spend all my time in Cork. I do a taste test. What ends up happening? I choose Barry's Tea and Tato Crisps. There you go.
Actually, yeah, the cork in you comes out strong.
Well, I was born there.
You're a Murphy's man.
Oh, yeah,
as opposed to a Guinness
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, not
Barry's
I don't like
as opposed to Lions.
I never thought about it like that. You're right.
What's the native crisp to Cork?
I think Tato was pretty much the go-ahead there. Yeah, I think, pretty much. And I do like the Tanora as well. See, you won't even know what that is.
Tanora?
Yeah.
It sort of vaguely rings a bell.
Yeah.
Is that an orangey thing?
It's for us Cork people. You wouldn't understand, Jim. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind not understanding. you sneak off.
Yeah. Oh, no sneak off. But anyway, cut a tea. So it turns out, we know Irish people love tea. We drink, on average, 2.19 kilograms of tea every year. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but it roughly translates as 300 litres of tea. The average Irish person
I do
takes.
Like a cup of tea. I know I've started, I've kind of forced myself to start drinking coffee.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
But I do kind of like a cup of
tea. I'm a weekend warrior when it comes to tea. The one thing I look forward to a lot with the weekend comes in. I drink coffee all the time through here, right?
Yeah.
It gives me energy to keep you annoyed, right, for most of the week.
Thanks.
And then when I'm not annoying you, I don't really have the need for the caffeine. So what I do in the weekend is I always look forward to like a big breakfast. And because there's no one around to irritate, I'll get a big pot of tea.
Yeah.
And I have to say, that pot of tea with and after me breakfast is one of the nicest parts of the whole week.
Absolutely. I'm with you. If I'm having nothing else to eat, right, coffee up all the way. Black coffee,
yeah,
great. If it's just on its own, black coffee, grand. Soon as it comes to having anything to eat, sandwich, anything like
tea,
that,
tea,
a
yeah.
cup of tea.
It's the job, isn't it?
Yeah,
big cup of tea.
Oh.
And then pot of tea. And you know what you say? Some people now, you feel like an L one. You go in, you go, Americano. Oh, no, give not Americano. You go in and give me a double chuff decaf sol latte with cream. No problem, sir. Coming right up. You walk in, pot of tea. Pardon?
Yeah.
Pot of tea.
Or if you're with somebody.
Excuse me?
If you're with somebody in the
do. A P-O-T of tea. A P-O-T of tea.
If somebody is saying to you, doing the old, what do you have, Americano, cappuccino, latte, what are you, and you're like, I'd have a cup of tea, please. And they kind of look at you like you've come from the past.
Tea, right. Okay, tea.
Like you've come from the past.
Are you getting a sandwich as well? Will I cut the crusts off here? Will I? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Pensioner Paddy.
Okay,
yeah, I know, yeah.
Do you want to get yourself a comfortable seat?
Yeah. Those shoes are a bit too big for you, the way I walk. Yeah, I know. You get so almost near that. But tea is still so popular all around the world. In fact, I'll tell you where we come in the top 10 tea drinkers of the world. Would you like to know?
Yeah.
The Japanese, understandably so, you would imagine. Actually, do you know something? I really, really, really thought China would be in this.
So did I. I thought China was going to be the big one.
They don't feature in the top 10 at all.
You're joking.
At all, they're not even in it.
Are they not the ones that do the ceremonies?
Yeah.
Or is that the Japanese?
I went to a tea house in China. It was actually a brilliant experience. It was great. I haven't a clue what happened. It cost me loads of money. I was obviously ripped off, but it was a brilliant experience. I enjoyed it.
Great.
But they don't feature in the top 10. So it's Japan, Poland, Egypt, New Zealand, Morocco. I guess Morocco makes sense, but I don't know why.
What's with all the hot countries?
I don't know.
It's actually, do you know what's coming to pass?
Actually, you're
that right. Stuff your ma said to you when you were a kid. Have a cup of tea, it'll cool you down.
It'll cool you down. Do you remember that?
Yeah, don't be ridiculous.
Give
me a drink of Coke or something. No, have a cup of tea.
When
you
were 11, playing Gaelic football, right?
Yeah.
And in the summer, and you come out, you'll be baked. And the coach would like, give us a flask of tea.
Yeah.
At 11. Sugary, milky tea. Where they're going,
it'll cool you down, lads.
It's like, can you seriously not get a Coke anywhere? At all.
Yeah, I'll even have one of those dodgy oranges that dog looks like he might have just weed
on.
Yeah,
it was mad.
So I have to have a cup of tea.
You break your arm in half and he'd run you under the tap and then cool you down with a hot tea out of a flask.
Right, so what's the top five then?
So then the top five is Russia, Iran, then the Brits
in third,
UK, then Ireland.
Wow.
In number two, and the top tea drinkers in the entire world are... Turkey.
Wow.
It's the Turks. Yeah, the Turks come in at number one. They drink more tea per capita than anybody else in the world. Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go, the biggest tea drink. And no China. And there you go as well. Maybe China was left out because, you know, people like to have green teas and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And white tea. Well, white tea is a different thing. Oolong and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently they're not considered tea. They're not actually real teas at all. They're called something, they're called tea sanin or something like that. I can't really pronounce the word. Tisanin, yeah, something like that.
Right.
Oh, basically, completely irrelevant. So, if someone says they'd like a green tea, say you'll have a bottle of green hot water. It's not green, it's not tea, so
yeah.
it's different.
You'll have a tea substitute.
Yeah, so we're talking proper tea. Not when you go to some fancy hotel somewhere in the world and say, I'll have a cup of tea or a pot of tea, and they go, what tea would you like? And you do what Jim does and you ask for something you've never heard of. What was it you got?
Earl Grey.
You got Earl
no,
Grey?
No, I had heard of
it. Oh, yeah, it was the only one he'd ever heard of.
Because at the time, I didn't know that normal tea was known as breakfast tea. And of course, I was too embarrassed to say just normal tea. I thought everything had to have a name. So the only name I could think of was Earl Grey. It cost me a fortune. It tasted like... It was awful.
Awful. Dishwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, dishwater. You have to sit there going, I better eat it. I better drink a white because it costs £15.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
with Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Our destination this week is the Green Isle Hotel there just off the N7 Nace Road in Clondalkin, 5 minutes from the Red Cow Lewis Depot. And you can check out all they have to offer on their website, greenislehotel.com. All the carvery lunch and dinner options, the conference centre and meeting events centre for over 600 people, and all of the other stuff. But this week, what they've given to us to give to you is a dinner and a show.
Dinner and a show.
If you're a Bon Jovi fan in particular, it's the Bon Jovi Supper Club Night. It's on the 30th of March. It features the Bon Jovi tribute act Slippery When Wet. You get 4 tickets to go along to dinner and the show, and you get your overnight stay at the Green Isle Hotel.
So there you go. All that for you if you can, of course, beat 12, which isn't an easy ask. We're looking for a lucky 13 this morning. And, of course, we have to also conflict with my very numb face to see if we can get questions.
Should be
out.
Interesting to hear these questions.
Yeah, which can be hard at the best of times. So Andrea Harmon is in Dublin. She's going to have a go this morning. Good morning, Andrea.
Hi, lads. How are you?
All good, Andrea. What about yourself?
Grant, can't complain.
Happy about taking on a score of 12?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it is high enough, but then when you look at last week, some people just like ran away with it. So you never know. We'll do our best for you.
Fingers crossed.
Right, let's do it, Andrea. Stand by. 60 seconds. Here we go.
The Dow Jones is an indicator of share values in which country?
The UK, England.
No, it's the USA. Which author wrote the novel 1984?
George Orwell.
Roller, Austrian and Venetian are all types of what window covering? Which group released an album Super Trooper?
ABBA.
Mouth-to-mouth artificial respiration is known as the kiss of what?
Life.
Uma Thurman played the character Mia Wallace in which Quentin Tarantino film?
Pulp Fiction.
The film Moulin Rouge is set in what country?
France.
What is the name of the large mass of ice that has broken away from a glacier and floats in the sea?
Iceberg.
How does Aladdin get a genie to come out of a lamp?
He rubbed it.
What do Americans call the underground train systems?
Subway.
Which actor played the title role in Carlito's Way?
Al Pacino.
What colour is a submarine in the Beatles film?
Yellow.
In golf, flag sticks indicate the position of which feature on the course?
Hold.
Is the Suez Canal man-made or is it a natural waterway?
Man-made.
What G is the pulling force of the Earth?
Gravity.
What the William Tell Overture was the music to which Western?
Pass.
Yeah. Oh, the Lone Ranger.
Oh, right, okay.
The Lone Ranger. Yeah.
See, that was some good scoring.
And
going
I'll be
on
honest with you, Andrea, the only one you missed is the only one I would have got right.
The Dow Jones, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you something, this could be interesting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14!
Oh my God! Andrea, you blew it out of the water!
Yay!
You were absolutely ripping through those, Andrea. Brilliant. Well done!
Thanks, Mel.
I think you can sort of lightly cross your fingers. You've done a really good job. You'd have to be quite unfortunate now to be beaten again.
Only one day left to do it. So, Andrea, you could be heading to the Green Isle Hotel. Are you a Bon Jovi fan?
I am.
Well, then, a bit of Slippery When Wet you could be enjoying with dinner and an overnight stay. Listen, Andrea, fingers crossed. Well done.
Thanks, lads.
Cheers.
Well done, Andrea. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.